Final month of the budget now, Senator, and the constitutional requirement for the legislature is a step closer to reality, and that is the state budget.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We took up all of the House budget bills this week. We perfected them in committee. Our appropriations committees have been working very hard for several weeks, proposed all of those on the floor. There were a couple of amendments proposed. I think one or two of them were actually adopted into the budget, and now those will likely all go to conference, and the differences between what the House passed out and what the Senate perfected will be worked out through those conference committees, and they'll come back. Both sides will get another shot at voting yes or no on those budget bills. It is interesting how year after year we continue to spend more and more and more and more of taxpayer dollars. There was good news in that the state revenues have taken a little bit of a tick up and are a little bit above projections right now. That could easily turn the other direction. And of course, the governor can do withholds if that happens on the budget, but it just seems like whatever monies we get at the state, we will spend. We're up to almost $30 billion now, $29.75 billion. That's around $5,000 per Missouri resident that the state spends. And it's kind of shocking when you put it in context. I was a little bit disappointed when we got to Senate Bill 2, which is the education funding bill. That has gone up, I think, $66 million. Last year, education spending went up almost $100 million last year. It was $99 million. I think. And I don't remember what it went up the year before that, but each of those years would what is called fully funding the foundation formula. Education people will understand that, and it basically just means whatever has been calculated as adequate funding was satisfied in the Senate appropriations and the House budget committees and was provided to the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. We've had those increases the last 2 years and an increase 3 years past as well. And I asked the budget chair, our appropriations chair, what kind of information that the department had given them in terms of how much improvement they'd seen with those increased funding, particularly the $100 million from last year. And he said they didn't give any information on student outcome improvements. And I just can't help but think in the private sector, you know, if you were asking for more money, you would be asked what you were going to do with it. And then the next year when you came back to report, you'd be asked what you did with it and how successful were you in that. And we call it the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, but sometimes it looks like the Department of Sufficient Spending as opposed to education, because there was no report on education. What happened with the dollars? I'm disappointed with that. I hope that we can change that. I think that the Appropriations Committee does ask departments for what they did with their money, and I think they do hold them to accountability standards. Maybe not as much as I thought. I'm not on any of those appropriations committees, but that was a disappointment to me when they had no information on how that increased funding had impacted student outcomes.
I think there's a growing number of senators who are looking at the same terms of where's the accountability.
That's exactly right. And we've struggled this year. We've had several bills before us on the Senate floor, none of which has come to a vote, that would give at least parents some flexibility in how those monies get spent. And they would get some choices if they're not satisfied that their improvements coming within the system. Charter schools are still within the system, but they're a different approach to education. It would give them that opportunity. We've had a bill for education savings accounts that would give parents some choices there about where they could hold the education providers accountable. We've had virtual education bills passed, I think, just last year, and trying to get the department's rule in place so that that can go forward. But there's considerable resistance even there. And that's one of the things that we could at least do if we would expand some of these choices to parents so they could hold the educators accountable, because it appears the state is not.